We're just starting to make your name part grow a bit, you see. And like as a bulk thing, you know, a free thing. And it becomes something of itself. It's a sort of the germ of the real I. That's where it starts from. Well, when you get the three brains working in reasonable harmony, I don't mean to be developed, but in reasonable harmony, then that allows you to have something to be observing properly. So you've got the observing and the observed. And the observed, of course, is the body and everything else catalogging around. So that's the mechanism of it. It's just slowly from that point, we're just by building up the three brains, then you start getting something going in a balanced way, and that becomes a little eye. That's the beginning of the real eye. Because at the beginning, something has to, in your head, in the intellect, has to start looking around, doesn't it? I mean, when we first start this work, we start thinking about things, we read books and so on. So I would say, in a sense, that is really the germ of it, and then it grows from there. But you have to really, if you just went on doing that, then you wouldn't get anywhere, because you'd only be in one part. This idea of trying to get the three brains going, no matter on what level, so long as you start getting them going, that will be the one that will make the eye. Start making the eye.
It's mainly a psychological thing that you're doing.
You're really building up something that is the cornerstone of the whole edifice that you're going to build.